This is James from Reggie and the Full Effect, and you're listening to the Drunken Lullabies podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's The Voice, and we are back in Drunken Lullaby Studios. It is episode 123. 123. Easy as can be. We're drinking beer on the weekend. It's the day before Easter. It's the day before April Fool's Day. When we're recording this, naturally, you know, you look at the calendar, it's April 8th right now. But we don't do this show live. That'd be ridiculous. So we have some special guests. We have one guest that you've heard a lot from lately, but it makes sense because she lives here. And then we have two newcomers, and we're going to find out what their story is a little bit later. But first, I want to mention, of course, Drunken Lullabies, brought to you by Distill Brewery. And Distill Brewery was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Dakara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone. With options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania, Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott bland alongside us. Support flavor, drink Distill. And of course, when drinking Distill or any fantastic craft beers, make sure you do it responsibly. Get home safe. We want you taken care of. And you can't listen to this show if you're in trouble with the law. And let's be honest, I'm vain enough, I pay attention to the download numbers. I'll notice if you miss a show. I'll be like, what's the deal? People aren't drinking responsibly. I can't do this show anymore. Don't do it, people. Call Uber.
That went on for so long.
It's okay. I ramble sometimes. That voice, you know who she is. She's the queen of the castle. The one, the only, Freckles, welcome back yet again
to my basement.
Your basement.
I don't like the queen thing though.
That's the queen. Weird. Why? Because it, it sounds like Charlotte from WWE. Because she's
makes
the queen.
It even worse.
And you
no,
hate her.
I wasn't thinking that.
Oh, okay. Well, now you will. Yeah. All right, and we've got a couple new guests. I'm gonna let you guys introduce yourselves, even though I'm sure people could figure out who is who when they're talking. It'll make sense in a bit.
I don't have a cool nickname, Mike.
No, that's fine. You just go with your regular name.
Oh, I'm Dan.
Hi, Dan.
And I'm Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. And where are you guys from?
We're from Till Beer to Us Part.
What? What's that?
It's our YouTube channel.
And you guys drink beer?
Yep.
We're married and we drink beer.
It makes sense.
That's our tagline.
Yeah.
Very unoriginal, but we like it.
Hey, that's all that matters. I stole my name from a song from a band without their permission at the time. Later, it ended up being okay. And then we drank beer together, and we're going to drink beer together, and we're drinking a really cool beer. And I have to give you guys all the credit for obtaining this. You may have seen it on our Facebook page. I shared when it was being made. It is from Microphone. It is the Drunken Lullaby. It's an Irish milkshake IPA with vanilla, lactose, and coffee. And, of course, we've drank several Microphone beers on the show before. They're out of Elk Grove Village, way up north from here. So far north, I haven't gone there yet because it's a bit of a trek. But you're wearing a hat.
I am. Mm-hmm. Oh, I am wearing the Microphone hat. That was not intentional. I just
really?
Happened to wear this. I just happened to wear this shirt today.
I thought you were fanboying out and, you know, really representing hardcore.
You should have worn your shirt too.
I do have a Microphone shirt too.
That'd just been ridiculous though.
Too much.
Well, I almost wore the Ratio one. And I usually wear the Ratio one so much. I just like, oh, I should wear the Microphone one instead. And then. Yeah.
So many hats. Where could we possibly choose from?
I just wear the same one all the time.
That is true.
That's how you break it in. You gotta feel comfy.
I do. I have several. I used to like. Well, this was a gift from you, so you should like that I wear this one frequently.
Right.
It was. I try to watch what hats I'm wearing throughout the year and go by the seasons. Like, I won't wear a baseball hat unless it's baseball season. But then I got this one, and the rules went out the window because I just really like it. Get some sound effects there.
Yeah.
And we all have nice glassware from the collection here at Drunken Lullaby Studios. I opted for Wile E. Coyote. Freckles, you've got the Funshine Bear from the Pizza Hut Care Bear collection. What'd you guys select?
I got a Three Floyds glass.
And I have like a Spiegelow style Sun King.
Bless you. And let's see here. You said you got to try this up there.
I did.
But just a smidge.
I had just a splash. There were so many other things to try, and I had to make a drive up to Wisconsin at this, on the same day, so I really couldn't go overboard with it. I had to take a couple of small
discretion.
Pours. Right.
I would like to point out that he did go there without me.
Did you know you were going there ahead of time? So it was premeditated.
Yes, it was.
You were excluded.
Yep.
Premeditated exclusion.
Uh-oh. That's not fair.
Yeah. Loving husband.
Till beer do you part.
Well, we had to part. For that one scenario.
But of course he goes to the best brewery.
I'm guessing you were busy and had been really
so
rude.
She stayed with her mom who lives in that kind of that general area, and I made a trip up to Wisconsin, which is where I'm originally from. So I was thinking, oh, I can just swing by Microphone and try. I was gonna pick up this, and I had talked to a couple other local people and said, hey, I'm stopping at Microphone, what do you want?
Yeah.
And then of course I got there and I was like, I couldn't not try something.
Well, no, that's kind of a wasted trip if you don't.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now this beer, it looks, you know, color-wise, like a pale ale. It's not a hazy beer or anything. It's more Illinois River water-ish. So I guess hazy in a way.
I'm so excited to
drink it. It's hazy, but not bright.
Yeah. And what's weird is, on the nose, it doesn't smell like it looks. One of my Untappd friends, Johnny Wingnut, he actually said, if I had my eyes closed, I would have sworn this was a stout. Creamy coffee and vanilla flavors. Amazing. But you look at this, that's not what you're expecting. Mm-mm. All right, I'm going to take my first sip. Yeah, that's different.
Ooh.
You got more to enjoy today.
I do. Yeah, this is definitely more than I had. I really just had just a splash. It wasn't even like a taster. It was like a sample, whatever that swig I just had was. It was that.
So what else did you try when you were up there?
Oh, man. They had a lot of good
smells stuff. Like bean spirit.
So we've drank that on the show before.
They did have it, and I was trying to decide what I wanted because I knew that they had a couple of things in, you know, to-go, crowlers or bottles or otherwise. And then I saw they had Imperial Smells Like Bean Spirit on the board, and I definitely got one of those in a 5-ounce pour, and I think the other one I got in a 5-ounce pour was called G-double-O-D Good. And that was some sort of double dry hopped IPA, I thought, with like Mutueka hops, perhaps.
We're snapping photos because I have to document that we're drinking a beer that I'm going to say is named after this podcast.
Sure.
If I say it, this must be true. So tell us about the YouTube channel. How did you decide this is what we want to do as a couple? We both like drinking beer. Let's do something with it.
I think she started this.
I did. I told you I wanted to do, well, originally I wanted to do a YouTube channel for makeup. There are a lot of beauty gurus out there that do YouTube.
Oh, my daughter would probably watch your channel then.
Yeah. Wanted to do that. Dan had gotten me a camera and a microphone and all this gear to get set up, and then one day out of the blue I kind of just went to him and go, we should do beer reviews instead.
And I think we spent a lot of time trying to decide what the moniker was going to be for our channel. We didn't actually doing the channel than that.
Well, and that's the thing, like with the podcast, I was kind of running into the same issue. Like I was trying to think of something that fit with the vibe of the show and what I was doing, but much like naming beers as well, there's so many of them out there that you're gonna that's already taken.
Even the one that we ended up picking, which is of course Till Beer Do Us Part, we had found that there was some other person who did a blog back in like 2006, but
they weren't active.
Right, they hadn't posted anything in like a decade.
I had a similar thing. There was, if you googled Drunken Lullabies, I mean aside from Flogging Molly references, there was a Drunken Lullabies radio, and it was some girl in Europe that did like live streaming radio shows where she was just basically playing music. And she hadn't done it in years. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just, I'll just take this and I'll put podcast at the end. So it is different.
Very different.
You know, now you Google Drunken Lullabies and it's me and Flogging Molly. And that other person's not even there.
There you go.
Yeah. I got them off of Google.
I'm not sure we have the search engine optimization thing down yet. I think if you search Tobe Beardless Part, I don't know.
I don't know what you'll get, but
we should do that.
Well, it's really easy to find on YouTube. Yep. I mean, you just type that in. The channel will pop up. How many videos have you guys done now?
About 85-ish. We're coming out with 85 and 6 next week.
Officially. So I think there's a couple of like live reviews that we did when we went out to Great American Beer Fest last year that didn't actually have a true episode number to them.
Gotcha.
So I think if you were to count
bonus them, content.
Yeah. Yes, bonus content.
Save it for the Patreon people.
There you go.
You guys going to be going down that road at all?
Wow, I mean, we have no clue.
We're not
you
got to
build the
big
build the base.
Our base is still pretty small right now, but
is it weekly?
We do three videos a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
They're not an hour long each, like this nonsense, so that helps.
They're about 4 to 5 minutes for each video. We try to keep it short and sweet.
I was going to say, before
the show, we were talking about the differences maybe between YouTube and podcast. And
It's okay to get into that. That's what we're here to do. Like, it's when I started, we wanted it to be between an hour to an hour and a half. If you listen to last week's show, you'll find out that rule goes out the window sometimes with the right guests, and it can go 2.5 hours.
Woo!
Quality content, though, trust me. It was. Me, you, and Jason had great discussion. I had an interview with a band. We had good music. We talked about literally everything. Beer, comedy, wrestling, beer. Ted Bundy came up at some point. It just was all over the place. So with that, you can just go where the rabbit hole takes you. Yep. You guys, it's more succinct, tight, and you focus just on one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm. One beer at a time.
One beer at a time.
I don't know.
I think that's an AA thing, right? Isn't that what they say?
Something like that.
We started off our first couple of videos not really knowing, you don't know what you're doing the first couple times.
Oh, nobody does. No. Fake it until you make it.
Yeah, our first couple of videos were probably in the 10 to 15 minute mark and definitely got them out on tangents and stuff that probably happens here all the time. But
so watch the newer ones, then go and check out the archives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think we realized that in the video format, because people have to pay a different kind of attention, when I listen to Drunken Lullaby podcasts, I'm at work.
Yeah. Or driving in your car or something like that.
YouTube video, you need to be watching it to really, get the whole effect.
Yeah, do you guys have like physical comedy and sight gags? And
I make a lot of faces at him.
Every video we do has kind of an opener that is a little kind of gaggy, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we always have an outtake too. So
yeah.
And all of those are pretty much unscripted. I would say, I guess as a secret, the intro is usually kind of scripted, but the outtakes that
usually
we have
like
are
in
never
the minute
planned.
Before we're making the video. What are we going to do for our intro? I don't know. How about this?
We needed pecan pie Jesus, so we decided I was going to make pecan pie, but I didn't actually make it. I just made it with like a pie pan and put the cans in there, and then I pulled it out of the oven.
That's not how it's done.
Right. So it's like kind of hokey. The intros are kind of hokey sometimes.
No, it's all in good fun. And again, you want to make it entertaining, and it's almost like the Vine culture, it can't go on too long. And like you said, people have limited amount of time. Watching a 5-minute video is a lot easier to, consume than a 2-hour podcast. Like, that takes a commitment to sit down and listen to. So thank you, Drunkomaniacs. But you're on a treadmill or something, you can load up a playlist and watch them while you run and get thirsty, talk about beer.
Can get a lot into that 4 or 5 minutes with video, whereas you need an hour or so because they miss all of the reactions, all of my good reactions. Like, that adds to it. It takes away so much when you don't see the faces and the reactions, but you get a lot more in the 5 minutes.
I think our raw videos probably end up being like 10 to 15 minutes a piece, and
that's
whittle
what I was
it, whittle it down to about 5 minutes.
How crazy is your editing process? Who handles that?
I used to, but now we're trying to tag team it a little bit so she gets a little bit more familiar with it.
Okay. Yeah, I do all the like major cuts.
Nice How I Met Your Mother reference there.
So I do all that. I put in our little splash video and then the ratings and the credits at the end. And then Dan goes in after I'm done. He puts in like any kind of special effect type deals. He changes like color.
Yeah, I did color correction.
Color correction, all those
any
kinds of things.
Audio editing that needs to get handled, which isn't generally a lot. Like mostly since the time is synced with the video, like or the audio is synced with the video. We don't like if she cuts the video.
Have you guys had to do any ADR, like go in and try to sync things up, like the audio didn't come through clear enough?
Yes, one time. So when we did the Bearded Owl opening event, mm-hmm. I actually recorded that on my phone for audio because I was worried that the shotgun mic was a little too far away because we needed to get
Yeah, you guys
in.
Were right underneath the mural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think you guys did your review and video with them like the day after we recorded. We both got in there before it opened.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And, you know, hey, you know, we like the guys at Bearded Owl. We want to help promote. So,
I can't say anything bad about them. They're my boss.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I can't say anything bad about them either, especially on Drunk at the Movies, because they are the new sponsor of Drunk at the Movies, which was unveiled on Facebook a few weeks ago, but we actually announced it on the show this past week. So we are now drinking Bearded Owl beer every Wednesday on Drunk at the Movies.
Sweet.
Very
went
cool.
And picked up a growler of the New England IPA, Rational Animal. Not a bad thing to go grab one of those and look forward to drinking that while watching a movie. That is not pulling teeth at all. And this beer, again, when I read the description, I was not sure what I was going to think of it. Because, again, it's the coffee IPAs are always weird for me, especially because I'm not a big coffee fan. I'll drink coffee and a beer, but not actual coffee. Brianna will drink coffee, so I would think she would like these beers more than me, but typically no.
I like them. They're just not my go-to. They're not things that I'm going to be, you know, sitting and drinking five of them in a night. I enjoy them when I have them.
Oh, yeah,
them.
I agree
it's
with
just,
that.
They're not my
I could,
all
I
my
could
go-to.
Do it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, coffee beers
really?
All the time.
Well, we did a coffee week on our YouTube channel where we posted five videos that week, and each one was a different coffee beer, and we try to do different styles
of beer. Did you do them all
beer.
In one day?
No.
I think
we filmed like three one day and two the next day or something like that. But we did a coffee cider, which was terrible.
It sounds like
it. Yeah.
Terrible. Really it was, I think, the first recipient of our Pabst Blue participation ribbon for our ratings.
Now,
system.
Where did you find that at? I don't think I've seen a coffee cider.
It was at Tux.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in the mix of six?
Like
they can't get rid of them?
It was, you know, where they kind of have the hard sodas. It's like,
there.
It wasn't even with the cider stuff. We happen to see it right by where all the hard sodas were. It's called like Stem Coffee Cider or something.
Yeah. Huh.
They make other ciders.
I'm sure
they have to be better than that.
They have to be better. Yeah. But it was, you know, coffee and then apple cider. And it was like, those do not go together, guys.
I tried to be polite and saying, I like the attempt. But
the
execution was
the creativity.
I was a little
bad.
The thoughts were, the intentions were. Okay.
I was a little less kind.
Somebody has to be the voice of reason, you know, and just bring the brutal truth, as our friend Eric calls it. Well, I think while we finish this up, and I selected our band of the week based on kind of the beer we're drinking. This is an Irish-style beer, so we're going to listen to some Irish-style music. And our band of the week is from Ireland. So, duh. They're called Outsider, and they put out an EP, and it's, I think, four songs came out recently. You can find it on Spotify. I told Sean to send me a pronunciation guide for how to pronounce the songs, because they're in, like, the songs aren't in Gaelic, but the titles are. He didn't do that. But he said he looked forward to hearing me say them and appreciated my effort. So
he responded to the fact that you wanted it and still chose not to.
He sent me the songs at least.
Look at that.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I await your feedback here, Sean, on how bad I butchered these. But our first song, I would say it's Iosa Croy. I-O-S-A-C-H-R-O-I.
I can't tell what you're spelling in.
Iosa Croy.
Nope.
So anyways, here we go. Enjoy it. It's Outsider here on Drunken Lullabies.
Kiss the waves, it's silver string. Lead the siren to the sing. As I whisper to the songs, leave her body with the sin. Come my head on midnight stone. She is drowning in this fog. But I am waiting for you there. And I hope your kingdom comes. Yeah, the road seems hard. Now where's the one you want?
Right, and that was Outsider. Song one done. I probably didn't pronounce it right, but you heard it was a good song. It doesn't matter what it's called or what I call it. It's just good. And we have two more songs in between our beers, and we're going to drink another one and probably talk a little bit about it. And also the beer that we drank a little bit ago, Drunken Lullaby, because this one is also a milkshake-style IPA, an imperial version. This is the Meme Shake, and It's from our friends at Triptych. It's the latest variation of Meme Shake, and this is with peaches and vanilla beans. And it says, Meme Shake is a place for us to experiment with the style of milkshake IPAs, but one of us is lactose intolerant. This is the same description on all of them, but they just changed the end. So we've employed some other tricks to give this beer more body, plus some residual sweetness on top of that base. Everybody knows it's all about that base. We will layer fruit, sometimes different tropical hop combinations, and vanilla beans. This batch features over 1,000 pounds of peach puree, Amarillo and El Dorado hops, and vanilla beans. Now, does that mean 1,000 pounds combined, or it's 1,000 pounds of peach puree, 1,000 pounds of Amarillo hops, 1,000 pounds of El Dorado hops, and 1,000 pounds of vanilla beans? Because if so, good Lord, this is going to be an expensive beer.
Does Anthony listen to the podcast?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Anthony, if you're listening, you should tell us.
He should.
Clarify.
Yeah.
Things that
I'm thinking that the 1,000 pounds is strictly just the peach puree.
I would assume
that seems
so.
More affordable. 1,000 pounds of any hop is going to be outrageously expensive.
The bag for the peaches must be, just be huge.
Yep.
A little strainer
they
bag.
Just bring it in by the truckload. So this beer comes courtesy of friend and former guest Mark. I ran into him at White Oak last Sunday. He was out there with Rothgar and storyteller Steve.
Oh, Steve H.
Steve H. And then you can just have that out of the can there. And they had been at Triptych, and Mark was like, hey, you can have it. Mark Shore. And he's like, you can have a can of this. And I was like, thank you. You are a gentleman and a scholar, and I will give you a shout out when we drink it next week.
I'm always surprised to like, kind of go into the Facebook, like my Facebook feed is like Mark, Rothgar, Steve, and then Andy just.
Yeah. Andy,
they're the four best friends that anybody could have at best.
Andy was in Decorah yesterday.
For Assassin.
They went to Toppling Goliath and then across the street to Pulpit Rock. Yeah.
That's the Assassin event.
Mark and Andy
went.
Yeah, I believe so. Jealous. We got to go there last year for the first time.
Did you get tickets for Assassin last year? Or you just went there for fun?
Just we were going up to Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, this is our chance to stop.
I went to school around there. I went to school in Platteville. And that's,
okay.
Decorah is probably about an hour and a half, but I actually have never been to Decorah.
Really? Our friend ARC, Mr. Coffeen, he went to college in Decorah at Luther.
Oh,
so that's
sure.
His old stomping ground. So he would always bring Toppling Goliath beers when he would go up and visit. But now we can get them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, granted, what we get isn't always the same as what they have. But it's close enough for me.
I didn't have the Pompeii yet, but I know Poor Rose was talking yesterday that they were about to put it on, and we weren't there when they actually did it.
Rude.
Yeah, there's a different beer that I was looking forward to trying that is showing up on draft some places called M43.
Ooh,
I don't know if you guys have had that
yes.
before.
I did. I've been to Detroit, and I made sure to bring that back in my suitcase.
Yeah. When we were in Detroit, we did not get any of that, but I got to try one thanks to Matt Rixner a few months ago, but it wasn't a super fresh one, so I'm wanting to try one on draft.
What did I give Rixner? What did we give
him?
The Veil.
The one from the Veil.
Still striving. Okay. It's got this nice little Coke finger guy on the front with these like gold teeth and gold fingernails.
Nice.
And he's like...
So they actually have like real solid cans now, because all the Veil ones I was getting just had a tiny little sticker.
The white label.
They would say like Master Shredder or, you know, something else like that.
Yeah, this one was back in November, like late November, early December. So maybe they switched it up since then, or maybe that was prior to November. But I think they do both. I think it depends.
Gotcha. Well, this is definitely, we were talking off air about you were getting a little bit of a subtle fruitiness on the Drunken Lullaby, which, am I wrong? None of the other three of us were getting that?
Nope. I do get some weird flavor sometimes. I don't know. Maybe it's just me trying to dig too much
into it. I try to tell him he's wrong sometimes, but
like all the time.
He's just trying to be cool. Oh, your palate's not sophisticated enough to detect it.
Pretty much.
You know what I do worry about in some of our videos is the fact that I do actually feel like I can tell the taste profile of different hops now. And I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure if that makes me too much of a
I don't know.
Snob
I'm kind of that way with some. I mean, there's so many that, I mean, I'm far from a Cicerone.
Right, right.
I don't want to be one. And I feel I wouldn't enjoy the hobby as much if it became, quote unquote, work. It's already work enough doing this.
Sure.
That I don't need to study it in books. I'll just drink and have fun. That's why I haven't wanted to homebrew.
That's kind of where I feel about it. I talked to Nick quite a bit about it. And I ask questions because I have a very analytical mind, I think.
Yeah.
And so I always ask him about all these kinds of different things that's going on back there and, you know, the kinds of hops they end up picking out that have, whether it's high in alpha acids or beta acids. And
yeah, I don't
get it. The lupulins.
I don't get it.
The lupulins, that's like my favorite
I've never asked about acid.
No. He's a huge dork, so.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we were talking about you have different rating scales and yes. things you try to hit on in the videos. What are those categories for the people who haven't watched any of your videos?
We go back and forth talking about appearance, so color, clarity, head retention, and then the smell of it, aroma.
For the smell of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that that's a TLC or salt and pepper? That's it.
There you go.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah,
you know
say,
that song.
Doesn't look like she knows.
I think it's what a man.
Okay.
Yeah. What a
when
mighty
you said
good
TLC,
man.
TLC really
eater?
Threw me off.
Whoa. Yeah. Watch out. Chew you up. Jackson, isn't that what he called that song? We were playing it on the turntable.
He said, whoa, whoa, here she comes.
Yeah, that's what he thought the song was
whoa,
called. We're like, nah,
this
it's called
whoa,
Man Eater.
Whoa, here she comes.
Yeah.
So incorrect.
I was so proud
little
Hall &
Oates
moment,
on the turntable.
You know, Hall & Oates is the most popular music duo. Pop duo of all time.
Blue-eyed
really?
Soul. Everybody loves it. And that stash.
I would have thought Simon. It was a trivia at Bearded Owl.
Okay.
We thought it was Simon Garfunkel. You probably would have answered that right, but...
I think they broke up. I think their career was a little shorter.
Maybe.
Is that a joke because Simon's so short?
No, it wasn't.
Could it be a joke?
It could have been.
He's like 5'1",
yeah.
right? Or...
I think, though, I don't know. I'm not really as familiar with Simon and Garfunkel. I didn't realize I knew so many Hall & Oates songs until Bird and the Bee came out with their...
covers album.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I listened to it, and I'm like, I know every single one of
yeah.
these.
I've
and
got
I didn't
a
become a huge fan.
I've got a greatest hits or essential collection. It's like two discs. Nothing but hits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's some filler in there, but, you know, that's to be expected when you put 40 songs on a CD. But if we're talking appearance, if we're doing these kind of like comparison style, since these are both milkshake.
Yes.
This one looks a little more my style.
This is a little brighter.
Yes.
Yeah, the other one
looks like juice.
Yeah,
maybe
this is
a
juicier looking beer, which that's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. This the Drunken Lullaby looked a little dirtier.
Yeah.
Less
a little river. A little more brown.
Yeah, if this I swam in this, I'd be tempted to give it a try. I would. You never know. It does look, I mean, it's got 1,000 pounds of peach puree.
Are you sure it's the puree?
And
though?
I'm guessing that's what is lending itself to make it this color. And I'm definitely getting the peach in it for sure.
I think peach, in comparison to other fruits, lends itself better to being soaked. Or I guess whatever they put in those little strainer bags. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because it's so fibrous that it...
Whoa!
Sorry, did I?
Such fancy language.
And you're on that tangent, and I'm just over here wondering if 1,000 pounds of peaches would equal up to being millions of peaches.
Just to add to the list of tangents,
because I think it should.
Speaking of swimming in beer, that hotel.
What hotel?
There's a place that has like taps in your hotel room.
Oh yeah,
it's like hot tub.
It doesn't
an IPA
seem,
hot tub.
It doesn't seem
that
so
sounds
scary.
Fantastic.
Just, like the shower beer and the taps in the room. I'm all about that. But, like, I don't know about a hot tub. Hot tubs already seem unsanitary to me. But when you add beer to it, Like, how would...
There's alcohol in it. It's clean, right?
Get a high-gravity IPA.
Yeah.
Triple, like a triple.
And yeah.
All right.
Like the...
we'll kill all the germs.
120-minute...
Take a yeast bath.
Ooh.
See? See? It's gross.
Yeast bath. New band name called it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad one.
That used to be a little joke I would do with my friends. Somebody would say a gross phrase. I'm like, oh, that was my band in college.
Oh, yeah, you've done that.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while. Thanks for reminding me of that.
We have a running list of band names that we come up with.
Even during our videos, even like, I'll just say, spew out random shit out of my mouth, which is like half the things I say.
Yeah.
And then she'll say, oh, new band name called in. I'll be like, what just happened?
There you go. And you can make your own music festival poster. There you go. You can have that idea.
Oh, that'd be like an awesome anniversary gift now.
Yeah.
Should save that, like bank it for the like 20 year. Like have a poster made
and of all of our band names.
Yeah.
Now, this is the second variation of Meme Shake, Chris. If I remember right. Did you guys have the first one?
Yes, we did.
Which do you prefer?
I like the original better. I am not...
That was vanilla.
I think it was just vanilla.
That's what I thought.
I'm not knocking it too much because I think it's still very good, but the peaches doesn't do it as much for me. I'm not a big... like peaches, but I don't know. Peaches and beer is just not my thing.
Yeah. See, this is why we review together, because we have different styles, because I like this one better.
I agree.
I thought the first one was a little too boozy tasting.
Okay. Do you remember the first one?
I like the first one better.
Okay. So, all right. The table 50-50. Has been divided. That we got the line going right across here.
There's going to be an all-out brawl.
In this corner.
Oh.
Yeah, I went into my WrestleMania voice.
I think you could do that.
I'd be okay with it. I just do this instead. And then I just make silly voices on the show. And
There are so many.
I could cut together a pretty good demo reel, but would it get me a job? Probably not, because I swear too much when I'm doing the voices. And they can hear your eye rolls. So
I didn't even just roll my eyes.
No, I felt it, though.
Disturbance in the force.
Yeah.
You should come up with a sound effect, my eye roll.
I would have to edit that in way too many times.
Jot down the number of like when that actually happened.
What we'll have to do is do like we do on Broken Funny Bone and stuff and just have a tablet with sound effects.
Yeah,
you'll just have to press it all the time. That'll be really entertaining. But you know what'd be even more entertaining? Me pronouncing another song from our band of the week, Outsider. This one, okay, it is from the same EP, which is called Outsider. No difficulty pronouncing that. But this one is Miol Mor Mara. I'm just going to call it Triple M. So here we go. This is Outsider with that thing I just said. Hope you enjoy it here on Drunken Lullabies. We're gonna walk onto the water now. We're gonna be machines of love and grace. We're gonna wade into the silent sea. We're gonna turn into the wildest winds. We're gonna walk onto the water now. We're gonna stand up to the siren tower. We gotta hold on to the air, my friend. We gotta turn into the wildest winds. All my soul plays my tongue. Hell, my air, kill my soul. Leave my home. We'll be right back. And we're back, and we've got one more song from Outsider coming your way a little bit down the road, but we've got a couple beers to try, and we're going to do some getting to know you questions with our guests and find out a little bit of their beer background, because they have to have a beer origin story just like all of us. And to get that underway, we're going to share a couple beers. This one, I am really surprised it hasn't been featured on the show before. Pour some in there and pass it around. It's one of Freckles and I's, I'd say, go-to beers if we're just at the store and we don't necessarily feel like running a risk. We want to get a six-pack of something we know we're going to like. No questions asked. This is one that we will pick up. Plus, price point is convenient. It's $9.99 for a six-pack, and you're looking at a 5.4 ABV. It's a crusher. It is the Pinball Pale Ale from Two Brothers Brewing Company up in Warrenville, Illinois. And it says, from the moment Pinball is shot out of the can, this pale ale takes your taste buds on a flavorful ride. Bounced between bumpers of tropical and citrus fruit, Pinball perfectly rides the rail between hoppy and sweet. And, yeah, you know, it's one that you will find in our fridge quite frequently. It's
nice and clear.
Yeah, nice and clear. You can see through this.
But a golden color.
Yeah.
I can see.
There's two of you.
Yours is hazier than mine. I don't know what happened.
Well, I think there's still, maybe was still a little neat and shake left in that glass.
You're having an exclusive mix there. I'm getting a
little
there.
I can see the nice little off bubbles on the coming smell. Out the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still smells like meme shake.
All right.
I was going to say, it smells malty to me.
I would say a little, yeah, definitely the maltiest one we've had today.
Of the pale ales.
Yeah. So we'll start ladies first. Lizzie, what was the first craft beer you remember enjoying?
Well, I guess the first craft beer I remember enjoying was pseudo craft beer. It was a Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
That's an acceptable answer.
Yes. I hated beer until my 21st birthday.
Really?
Okay. Yep.
Well, that's, you're not supposed to try beer before your 21st birthday.
Oh, what? Well, on my 21st birthday, I had tried beer and alcohol for the very
tried
first
time
ever.
Tried it for the
ever.
First time and you loved it.
And I loved it and it was amazing. Yay, end of story, bye.
It was everything you hoped it'd be.
I don't think Dan was 21.
So, I mean, I can start with my story if that's where we're
going
to go
now. Hey, we're going there.
So I grew up in a state, a great state, where you can actually drink if you're under 21 if you're with your parents.
Canada?
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, mini Canada, right?
Yeah, basically. Wisconsin is the drunkest state
by far.
The United States.
Appleton is where I grew up, and that is actually has been voted the drunkest city in the country on numerous occasions. But, yeah, like I said, Wisconsin's a great state where you can actually drink if you're under 21, so long as you're with your parents. Now, there's some gray area if you're over 18 but under 21, but I was under 18 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the first beer, I was probably almost 18. And we went to a very, very small brew pub at the time, which was actually, up until the last couple of years, those have not been very common. But so like in 2000, mm-hmm. this is like mid-2000s, I went there with my parents and some of their friends, and I don't think anybody was really into craft beer yet, but they said, okay, this place does their own brewing.
4 hours later.
Oh my gosh, stop. I'm trying to tell a story.
He doesn't have to keep it to 5 minutes.
I know. It's
2 hours.
My apologies.
We just always compare that, like, I do my beer rating, like, I like it. It gets a gold. And he's like, let me read you the novel of what I think of this beer.
What I'm hearing is there may be a podcast spinoff in the near future.
I don't know if I have the time for that.
Whew.
Maybe just to transfer it over to here. So just get my ramblings on drinking.
There you go.
Yeah, you can just come on every so often and get it out of your system.
Yeah, yeah.
Continue.
So where was I?
Appleton.
Appleton, yeah. Went to this brew pub. They also serve food. That's maybe not important to the story. But we got a flight of various beers. I can't remember any of the other beers except for this one. And my dad orders it. He's like, hey, do you want to try this? And I'm like, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, heck yes, I want to try. I don't care what it is. I just want to try beer. And it was a smoked porter.
Really?
It was a smoked porter. It was the first beer I ever had, and
that's a ballsy first pick.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Huh.
And I've still have never found something that I quite like just as much as that one. As far as smoked porters go, the closest I have ever gotten to that one is smoked porter by Alaskan.
That's the dragon that you're chasing all these all these years later.
Yep.
That first high.
But the Alaskan smoked porter is very close.
Okay.
I think I've had that one before.
No, no, it was not. The name of this brew pub was called Adlerbrow. It is now called Stone Arch or Stone Cellar. Okay. Stone Arch is the name of their beer brand, but Stone Cellar is the name.
Suing people over, you know. They own that name, so
not Stone Cellar or Stone Arch though, just Stone.
But now if they're on a podcast,
but they,
if they put the stone word a little too prominently,
they better not have any gargoyles anywhere in that building.
I think
you sending them a message?
Yeah, you better watch out.
Hide the gargoyles.
I think Stone Arch still makes some smoked porters. I don't know what they call it though, but this other one was just would have been just called Stone or like smoked porter.
Okay.
Would not have had a
no fancy name.
No fancy names.
Do you guys like the fancy names, or you like the minimalist? It's a pale ale. We're calling it a pale ale.
I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. But I like the creativity of some of the.
I get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary. It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't enhance my experience of enjoying it.
Right. But I like a good pun. You know, I'm a fan of wordplay. So
it's getting very tough out there. One of the things we did, when we went out to Great American Beer Fest, we met with one of the brewers/reps from Boulevard, and he said they have a team of people trying to determine how they name their beers because it's so competitive out there.
Right.
Yeah.
How many years have you guys gone to that?
Just the one.
Just the one. It's still on our bucket list.
It's amazing and definitely worth it.
Were you guys, did you go to more than one session the one?
If you're going there because you want to try a variety
it's
of different...
It's Beer Comic-Con for people who haven't been or know what GABF is.
It's a magical experience.
It's in Colorado, and it's insanity.
It is magical. We went on Thursday, so, you know, not a lot of, like, people going there to get wasted, like... It was the respectable crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was super nice.
Pinkies up.
Yes, it was very pinkies up.
We met with Sam Caglione from...
Oh, nice.
Yes.
So we have a picture with him.
Oh, that'll transition nicely into the next beer we're opening. How about that? That wasn't even planned. This is from Dogfish Head, Sam's brewery. This is a Russian Imperial Stout with... is it Syrah grape? Must... Added and aged in oak. What is grape must?
That's where they get the yeast from, maybe?
They're just making shit up.
Because I thought I was reading that sentence wrong. Like, it's like must add. No, it's must added.
I thought you were too, but I think it's just the way it came out.
Syrah grape must. Sounds weird.
Now, I will say we have a colleague, I guess, who also does YouTube, and he was not a fan of this, so I'm interested to see.
I have no idea who brought this. I believe it might have been Daryl, but this is the oak-aged Syracusa Nera, or Nera. If you pour it on your leg, it'll remove your hair. It's 10% alcohol by volume, and that is much darker than these pale ales,
that's for sure.
All right. Well,
down the hatch.
I'm going to look up a little information about this one because they didn't put it on the bottle. But... while I'm doing that, continue your story.
Oh, we were talking...
No, before we even that Great American Beer Fest, why did we segue into
Appleton.
No.
Appleton. Yeah. Wow, wait. That was
you were
at
Boulevard. Rewind. You were talking about Boulevard.
Yeah.
Because we drove to Denver, and then we flew back.
So that we could bring a lot of beer with us. Actually, we didn't bring that much. We brought Crowlers back. That was great. Crowlers
is the way to go now.
It's a revolutionary...
Heck yes. Mm-hmm. One of the videos we just did recently, we got a crowler from Moore Brewing in Villa Park, and we...
Great place as well.
Yes, we like that place.
We've been there several times. Well, two, but that's more than once.
Pour it back in, Dan.
No, actually, she'll probably be fine with a smaller pour.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Not big on barrel beers.
But we went into a huge segue in the video about how much we like crowlers and how every brewery should have a crowler machine. And
we're on a segue... Off of our segue.
I love... Okay, it's segue inception? Is that what's happening right now?
I'll have to come up... We need to do something because it'll probably be the episode title. That's how I get creative. I don't name beers. I name episodes. Sometimes they're gems. Sometimes they're...
Turds?
Yeah, sometimes.
Shelf turds.
hey, remember what your least favorite episode title is? Do you remember? Because I remember.
Oh.
I put it to a vote... by committee of everybody involved in the episode what it could be called, one of two things, and the one that was victorious is the one that I knew she would hate. Blood Farts in Heaven. You can
no, that's hilarious.
You can look that one up in the archives. It was all because Shemansky's cat was sick and ended up dying, but he talked about all the blood farts that the cat would have. And then
now
we
it's gonna happen.
And then we turned it into an Eric Clapton song parody.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Cheers. Would you know my name if I blood farted in heaven?
Stop.
Yeah. So that's the kind of gold you get back in the
beautiful
old days. I'll read this real quick while we're tasting it. Combining a roasty imperial stout with jammy Syrah wine notes. I don't drink wine. Is that how that's pronounced?
Syrah.
Syrah, there we go.
I don't drink wine either, but
if it was spelled like the painter, I would know how to say it.
I do like Syrah. If I had to pick a wine.
This beer is bold and complex. Notes of coffee, dark chocolate, and anise. Form a blend. They put from. Form a blend of roasted malts with flavors of plums, cherries, and stewed fruits. And it's jet black, aged on American oak to add some light toasty vanilla to the mix.
I like how you both, as he brought up the appearance, were like,
In tandem, raise the glass.
You can actually see a little bit of the violet.
We have the natural light here in the studio. I raised the blinds. It's a somewhat nice spring day. The sun's at least out.
It's windy.
It is windy. In like a lamb, out like a lion, right? Something like that. No.
Go on.
No, I'm done now.
Oh, okay.
We can get back to our tangents.
Smells weird.
So yeah. I think I know where we were. Okay.
Oh. Well, that makes one of us.
I think I found it.
So we were talking about Dogfish Head and the fact that we had kind of, I guess,
the breadcrumb trail, and you followed it back.
Briefly met with Sam Caglione from Dogfish. He was taking pictures with everybody.
Of course he was.
He has to be a frat boy.
Totally.
Yes.
For sure.
I think that, like, he and his wife seem like such an unlikely pair. I know they say, like,
what's
opposites.
Like?
You never watched the show?
I don't think so.
Oh, I can't really describe
what
her.
Show
and I don't
want
to say anything. Brewmasters?
That's
Is that what it was called?
One season. It was only like six episodes, I think. I can't remember what station it was
super
on.
Chill?
But
yes,
it's
you
worth
just
checking
you just
out.
Have to watch it because I can't really describe
Netflix?
It. I think
or
so.
YouTube
yeah, but it's not on Netflix. We don't know.
They made Chicha
on Netflix.
That gross beer where they chewed up the corn and spit it out
show.
And then made a beer with their own saliva in it.
Travels and then tells like the backstory of how he comes up with, you know,
like
the way they're going to brew
and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, those are good. So I think the breadcrumb to back to the before the Sam Caglione thing was we're talking about GABF.
Oh yeah,
being there on Thursday versus other days because you said it was
the shit
your
show.
The shit show is on Saturday.
I would recommend going 2 days if you want to get there to go wasted
Go Saturday.
Just go one day and go Saturday and go straight to the Sam Adams booth and get Utopias.
Which is what some of our friends did.
If you want
they just got multiple shots of Utopias.
Because, am I correct, you get as many one-ounce samples.
I'm doing
quotation.
One-ounce in quotes.
Yeah. But you can have as many one-ounce samples.
Of
whatever
your heart desires.
In that, is it 3 hour or six?
At least,
no, it was longer. It was 5 hours.
Okay. I can drink a lot of ounces.
Oh, yeah. We covered a lot of ground.
If you're going for variety and just to try all the stuff that you can't get in your local neighborhood,
right?
You should go 2 days. You should go two sessions.
Because we didn't even make it to the West Coast.
We pretty much hit. Really? We pretty much just hit only east of the Mississippi, plus a couple others that we really wanted to try.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother with Midwest because distribution's good enough now. Unless it's like a super special one that's only for the festival.
Right.
Otherwise, it's like I'm going out of region.
Any big brewer does have special stuff. So we've made a beeline to. We got there. We were probably like the first couple 200-300 people in. And we beelined to Cigar City.
Yep.
And I got, they did not have any Zukov there, actually. They had some other ones, but Zukov was planned for Saturday because it's a bigger crowd.
Gotcha.
And then we went straight over to go to Russian River so we could get Pliny the Elder.
Oh, nice. Yep. I've heard of it.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Well, and it was funny, too, going, like, because going back to, like, the Midwest stuff, which we did not try a lot, but we passed by the distill booth quite a few times, and...
I've heard of them, too.
Yeah. We did have, too, maybe a little bit, but the line for distill was so long, and we were just looking going, really?
That's I think we take it for granted.
Yeah, because no, we're just
we
like,
totally do.
Why are you in line for distill? Can't you get that?
I mean, no, of course, there's other ones that are naturally have long lines, like, you know, New Glarus, because they don't distribute out of state.
Right, and at this point, distill's available now in almost half the country.
Yes, yeah. But,
but it's not really that far out west yet, so being in Colorado, I'm sure a lot of people from California, Nevada, Arizona were traveling up there, and yeah, that's beer that they can't get.
Yeah,
and I know the sours were.
That's the thing.
The sours.
Everybody loves the wild sours.
We're not big on sours.
Okay,
in general, so, just in general,
we don't mind distill beer. Like we like certain things of theirs a lot. Like you like the Dos Vidania a lot, but we're not sour fans. So everyone's like, "Oh my god, distill sours!" We're like. Sure, I don't.
So what I'm hearing is you don't want to do a sour for sponsor spotlight later.
I don't care.
I mean, I'm just kidding.
We got
have
a four
sour
pack of
syncopathic.
Anyway.
Syncopathic.
Sorry, you can just edit that.
We'll do it in post. We'll fix it in post.
And we got a couple of those, and they're pretty easy going.
Yeah, they weren't too. And then the two sours that Bearded Owl has are actually like staff favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the new one is the TBD, but...
No, it probably is, because all the staff were drinking it when we went there last night, where everybody was drinking it.
So you're working there?
I do work there.
What do you do at Bearded Owl?
I am a server.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I pour the beer and I give it to you.
And you work with my old coworker, Adam, then. Mm-hmm. He's not there anymore?
He's not there anymore.
Oh, way to go, Adam. You ruined another job. I don't know.
No,
that was me.
No, I don't.
He doesn't listen.
I don't think it was.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was.
He jumps around. He literally jumps around all the time. It's like, hey, I'm at the Fox, and it's like, where's Adam? Oh, he's working at Knuckles Pizza, and then like he's back at the Fox. And I'm like, dude, I thought you were doing. Oh, yeah, I'm back here now. But I'm leaving in a couple weeks. I'm going to work at Tannins and Hops.
I think that's where he's at now.
He seems like a very difficult guy to work with. I don't know. He literally
I didn't really work with him. Yeah, a week. He wasn't getting enough hours, I guess, or something. I don't know.
That sounds about right. He's a funny guy. He's never been on the show, but he was quite a character in the server line in at the Fox. He DJs.
The round glass. I don't know. I just.
It's
what's
his,
that have to do with his glasses?
You got
to
have,
you gotta have a
dead mouse wears a big plastic mouse head, you know?
Yeah. Got to have that vibe, man.
Got to do something. And so.
It's just his little patch.
The soul patch.
I don't know what it is.
It seemed like so many personal thought out, like, and also this.
Yeah, Dan really looks at a person and thinks, what do I not like about you?
Dan.
We'll just cut all this
Let's
out.
Break me down.
Yeah, what do you not like what about do you, this guy?
Initial impressions. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have to go there.
We've done, like, passerbys, but we never had a discussion like this, right?
I know, no. Yeah. It was, you guys first were mentioned to me by, you know, the guys at Poor Brothers, and...
I don't know, I don't like that Robbie guy. He's a little weird.
He's a weirdo.
She used to live next door to him. But I think... David is the one, and he was like, hey, there was a couple in here.
That's
and,
who gave me your card. Actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. He's been on the show a couple times. And if you haven't heard him sing karaoke, you should check out Karaoke Big E.
Hey, everybody. It's your favorite bodyguard here, Big E. And I was wanting to tell you about my upcoming FCF Network podcast called Karaoke Big E. Me and my co-host, Kevin Clark, are going to sing some songs karaoke style, have some laughs, and totally wreak havoc on your ear holes. We will be joined by a rotating cast of characters, all telling the story of why they chose the songs they sang. So please join us every Tuesday on Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast app of choice. And remember, you can't be a star if you don't shine.
I believe it's episode 9. You can hear David sing on there.
Oh, man.
It's fantastic.
That's a very good memory.
Huh?
That's a very good memory. That's a long time. That's a lot of episodes ago.
This is a different show. There's some friends of mine do where you sing karaoke songs. And I was on episode 11, and I'm pretty sure Dave David was on two episodes before me. So, yeah, check that out. You can find it on all your podcast apps. But I digress. So, yeah, David told me about your guys' show, and I checked it out. And then not too long after that, I saw your names pop up in a certain Facebook group. And then I was like, oh, I know those names. And then it was like, we need to do a collaboration of sorts. And it seemed like we were talking to similar people. Like I said, Bearded Owl. Did you guys do anything with industry yet?
Not yet. We've been talking to Brian.
And Travis.
Yes, about doing something.
Yeah. I know Brian would be more than willing to do it. Brian's a good guy.
Talk with Brian. I used to work with him when he worked at Cat. Mm-hmm. So, I had recognized him far before I even knew he was a home brewer.
Yeah.
I knew him from work first, but I am almost 100% sure that we have had his homebrew at the Peoria Beer Fest or the North Peoria Beer Fest.
Probably.
One definitely.
Yeah.
If not
definitely
both.
Yeah, he was hanging out at the back of Rixner's tent several times.
Was that him who had like this Mountain Dew?
No, that would have been Clayton.
That one was so interesting.
That one stuck out to me.
It was. Clayton's been on the show as well. He's not on social media. So he was tough to get a hold of to get on the show. I had to like send him Untappd messages, which who communicates through Untappd as like their means of communication?
I comment on his.
Like Clayton, do the show, man.
Only the most superior of beers.
on his like Bush Light check-in or something. I don't know. Bush Light,
right? Well, also once I started working at the Fox, he was there a lot. So that made it a little easier. It's like, yes. Oh, hey, there's Clayton. Cool.
Don't bother him.
Yeah. But he's still brewing and. He makes some pretty interesting beers. I remember that Mountain Dew one.
I don't remember anything about how it tasted. I just remember being interesting in the description.
But it was different.
It wasn't bad. It was just like it threw you because you're like, this is not what beer should taste like. It shouldn't taste like Mountain Dew.
Well, we are still finishing
the Syracuse.
Yeah, I'm finishing part of Brianna's pour, which is of no surprise to anyone who listens to her episodes. But there's nothing wrong with that. Just means more beer for me. Mm-hmm. And if more beer is for you, then that means you probably would like more beer podcasts. And one place that you can get a whole bunch of beer podcasts is on the Hopped Up Network, which I am a new member of. So go to hoppedupnetwork.com. Check out all the shows on there. There's literally like a new one getting added every day, I think, for the past week. The network is exploding. What's that?
Is it new shows or new episodes?
It's a network of beer-centric podcasts from all across the country. We've got some in Minnesota. We got some in Indiana. We got me. Also local, Pints and Provisions just got added to the network as well. So there's now two Central Illinois members of the Hopped Up Network. Texas is involved. They're, like I said, all across the country, and you can go check those shows out. And I'm going to play a promo for one of the shows at the end of the episode, so stay tuned and check that out and show them some love by giving them a follow and check out their show. But we have more of our own show to finish, and we have another song from our band of the week, our final song. And what I usually do when I get to talk to these bands, I ask them, hey, are you a craft beer fan? If so, what are some of your favorite beers? And Sean said he doesn't really drink as much anymore, but at one time he was a big fan of Nitro Milk Stouts, and he especially loved the Galway Hooker Lost at Sea. I have no idea how that beer is, but with a name like that, it's got to be good, right? So this next song, it is the last song of the episode. It's, again, from the self-titled EP. This is Young Gods of Nasiona. I think that's probably the easiest one I've had, and I still probably screwed it up. So here we go. One last time, it's Outsider here on Drunken Lullabies.
Love for my birth.
right. That was our last song of the episode. And if you liked what you heard, you heard 3/4 of the EP. So go seek out the other song that I didn't play, and you can listen to the whole thing. It's like Pokemon. You can catch them all. And you can find Outsider on social media. Like I said, he's from Ireland. I think there's some other band called Outsider. He's a DJ. That's probably not the one you're looking for. He's got a red profile picture, and his song's been played on FIFA World Cup or something, and it says that, and that's how you know, because, like, you know, football's big over there. That's what I hear. It's all the rage. So, we've got a special beer to drink now from the people that pay the bills from Distill Brewery. It's time for, what's it time for?
The sponsor spotlight.
What? That's not how you say it.
The sponsor spotlight.
That was so weak. Sponsor spotlight.
Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster. And now a word from my sponsor.
So obnoxious. We do something like that on our YouTube thing with the ratings, because we can't say, oh, it's time for ratings. It's time for ratings.
She turns into a hillbilly.
Well,
you gotta say it right.
This beer may turn you into a hillbilly. I don't think it's that high gravity, though. I just don't want to cut my finger.
I thought the tab was going to break up before you opened it.
I know.
It was magical.
I was opening it gingerly. This is a big syrupy can of the toasted pecan marzen, 6%. It is full to the top. That first pour out of the crowler is always
scary.
Questionable.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dat head.
Right?
Like, you guys will get a hands worth
amateur.
You'll get a better pour out of it. No, we'll go this way.
So
pass it.
Pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
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 See, I got the hard pour out of the way, so you guys can pour it better.
A little bit more there.
But this it's
the, that's what she said.
There we go.
It was almost like you were waiting for
the toasted pecan marzen. It's actually 5.8%.
Rounded.
It's one that was just available at the brewery. It was canned for us at the end of February. I don't believe it's available anymore. And yes, the can is overflowing with pecan marzen goodness. It's like a tree with sap.
Oh, got some of it on me.
And
that's what she said.
Again.
I think you're going for an episode title right now, Dan. I do believe. Ironically enough, 123 episodes, that hasn't been an episode title, which seems ridiculous.
Oh, considering how much of a big fan of The Office I am, I'm pretty sure that's what it has to be now.
Yeah. So, Distill, you guys have been there.
Sure thing.
Yep. How many times?
Oh.
Don't lie to me.
Half dozen?
Yeah, half dozen.
Okay.
Never to the new place.
Yeah.
Just the older one by, like, off veteran, like the
old,
ye old,
like the brew rest, like the
restaurant. So you haven't been to the new?
No.
Oh, you guys are missing out then.
Oh dear.
You need to.
We were going to make a field trip. We went to the we did like a Bloomington weekend,
yeah,
like a Blono weekend,
Blono beer.
But we did everything else except for them.
You did White
because we wanted to go to Little Beaver.
Yeah.
Since they were so new.
I was just there a couple days ago. They had their ribbon cutting ceremony with the Chamber of Commerce. I was at White Oak earlier that day, and they were like, hey, it's Wednesday. We're not normally open. And that's the day I'm usually in Bloomington. So they were like, we're opening the doors at 3 for the ribbon cutting at 4. I was done around 4. I'm like, okay, I'll go say hi to the guys at Little Beaver. Place was packed with suits. Everybody was drinking beer. Suits were drinking beer, you know.
That's amazing.
And they had name tags and stuff, and did a little networking. I walk in, felt immediately out of place because I'm wearing a White Oak hoodie and a backwards baseball cap, and I saw a few other civilians that I recognized, and I talked to them for a little bit, and then had a guy approach me and start asking me about White Oak, and started asking me about Distill, and we just talked a whole bunch and kind of gave him an idea of some other places to go check out as well, and drank some Little Beaver, brought a couple bottles home, got to drink some Line Leader. If I'd have been forward thinking, I may have saved one of those for this episode, but I didn't, and we drank it the other night, so sorry. But you guys
sorry,
have been
there. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not yeah. sorry.
So do I say it? Do I say it weird? Do I say
no,
sorry?
No, I was just making you feel self-conscious.
Long Wisconsin O's.
Sorry. I work with one of my coworkers at the bank. He's from Wisconsin, and he does
Kyle? No.
Mm-mm. Oh, what?
I know another guy who's from Wisconsin who works at a bank, so.
Oh.
Who works at a bank.
There's a lot of banks.
But it's Kyle at a bank.
Kyle at a bank? No, I don't know
in
that.
In Peoria.
I don't know that dude, I don't think. Maybe I should. Is he a cool guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Right. He drinks a lot of beer.
I'll keep an eye out for
you know,
him.
You know Mark Chan?
Isn't that like an internet website or something?
No, that's 4chan.
No, that's 4chan.
Oh, 4chan. Is that Mark? His brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Ford Chan.
Ford and Mark.
Ford Chan.
Brothers.
Like Chevy, but Ford.
Yes.
So this beer, what do you guys think? That's how we do segues here. They can't all be smooth.
I'm not sure about the smell yet, but the taste is where it really matters.
That's what she said.
Did
I do it right?
No.
I don't know. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
A little bit quicker.
No.
Stretch.
We just recently reviewed a pecan beer.
Yes, we
Which
did.
Which one?
Even More Pecan Pie Jesus.
Jeez.
From Evil Twin. Zach.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Harrison.
Oh, yeah,
Mr.
yeah.
Mr. Harrison gave us that one.
He okay.
picked up in
well,
the
he
Quad
didn't
cities.
Give it to us. We paid for it.
No, that's true. But he muled it for us.
Yes.
Have you guys had much Evil Twin?
We've had Even More Cocoa Jesus. One of our friends from New York sent that to
okay.
us.
Okay. Because we... Last episode, I think, when Jason was on, 122, I had picked up a 4-pack of one of theirs. It was an IPA, a citrusy IPA. I got it at Friar Tuck. Mm-hmm. I picked it up not knowing how much it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like ABV or cost?
Cost.
Oh, okay.
ABV, I don't give a shit. I'm fine with whatever. But when he rang up the 4-pack of cans and it said $18.50, and I was like, what?
What the
Damn
what?
Damn it.
What the what?
What the what?
Jacob, you need to price these things. So,
yeah,
I usually don't even Jacob. Take that chance because a lot of times if there's not a price tag on it, I don't want to know.
It's too much.
The biggest mistake I've ever made at Friar Tuck. Well, I should say it's not a mistake. It was a unknowing, I don't know what to call it. It's not a mistake.
An accident.
It was an accident. I went to Friar Tuck's.
New Year's Eve.
Was that
New Year's? Yeah, it was New Year's Eve
of
like 3 years
year.
Ago.
Okay. No, sorry.
I'm hearing
of 2016. 2016.
He's wrong.
Apparently, he's time? Telling not the story you think he's
no.
telling.
No,
there's a different New Year's Eve story.
We know which story it is.
Okay.
I guess the day is the not sure. Okay.
Get your shit together, guys.
About late 2016, I went to Friar Tuck's, and in the shopping cart of the special beers of like limited release stuff,
yeah.
They had Prairie Artisan Ales.
All the things.
All
of the
that's
things.
That's not what it's called.
No, but they had all of them.
Like
Bomb
the
and Birthday Bomb.
Prairie Noir, Pirate okay. Noir, all the Noirs, basically. And I was like, ooh, this sounds really good. And I probably had had Noirs before, but never in bottles. It's always been like in tasters or on draft or something. And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to want two of this and two of this. And I picked out two of everything.
Prairie is expensive.
And they were like $22 a piece for a 16 ounce bottle. And I ended up coming out of there with... Two of everything with six bottles.
I remember I was
you
still at work.
Got them?
Yeah, oh yeah, he still got them. Because
I was like, it was too late at that point. I could
yeah,
not
you,
have
You
not
feel like an
them.
Asshole if you're like, can you avoid that?
Put that one back.
And there's a line, and then you look bad in front of the other guys like, oh, you can't afford that? You host that podcast. You got a sponsor. Distill's giving you money. You can't pay for $18.50 for a 4-pack? I'm like,
I just don't want to.
Peer
I once
pressure.
Witnessed like... I don't know what it was.
It was
like
good
a
beer,
group
though.
Of friends.
I texted her.
Go ahead. Mine's a longer story. You're still finishing yours.
No. I'm really bad at cutting people. That's something we have to work on our videos. Like
we cut each other off all the time. But he sent me a text and he was like, how much is too much to spend on beer? And I go, I don't know. Well, how much did you spend?
What you just spent.
Yeah.
And he told me, I'm like, holy shit.
She didn't like them because they're barrel aged.
Yeah, and they're
the
all
rum
barrel
one,
aged.
The pirate noir.
Yeah, the
liked.
Pirate was okay, but I don't like bourbon or whiskey.
Yeah, no. she'll agree with you. I can drink them. I just have to be in the right mood, and usually only one night.
I have not seen the Prairie Noirs or the Noir series come out in for this past year's season.
So I probably hope he doesn't.
I'm very disappointed because I have one from 2016 that I'm sitting on, like
you're
I'm holding
to do
on
a vertical
to.
Or something.
Eventually, yeah.
We did a 3-year vertical of the Woot Stout.
Oh, we just drank a Woot Stout on Drunk at the Movies not too long ago, and we did a. We've only done one vertical episode, and it was Bourbon County. It was me, Blake Szymanski, his wife Ashley, and storyteller Steve H.
And storyteller Steve, I love that.
We because he's got yep. stories.
He does.
And we did a 6-year blind vertical of Bourbon County.
Holy shit.
I was in charge of what everybody was tasting because I like Bourbon County, but they're all like
obsessed.
Yeah. They got
white girl about it.
Bourbon
little
County
white girl
boners,
about it.
White girl wasted.
Yes. And I was like, okay, this will be fun. So I knew what was what, and I picked the order, and then they all guessed which year they thought they were drinking, and then picked their favorite. And ironically enough, the one that ended up getting the most votes was the newest version. It was like the 2016 really? Or whatever, which was not what I expected, going as far back as we did. And then I did a suicide at the end, and I poured a little bit of all the years into one, and they gave me so much shit, but it tasted delicious. Amazing. And I confirmed it with the other people. I was like, try it. And Ashley's like, yeah, okay, I take it back. This is my pick of the week. Blake's wife, Ashley.
I don't know if I've, you know what, I've,
Ashley
I know,
Szymanski.
I know their names. I can't say that I've.
He doesn't sure get out. He's got two little children.
I understand.
Those things.
Once he stopped doing the podcast, I can count probably on one hand the times I've seen him in a year.
He doesn't do it either anymore?
Nope. He, one, you could quit drinking in January. When you do a podcast all about drinking.
Didn't he have both of his kids, though, since you started the show?
He did.
Like, they started
when he started, she was pregnant. Very much pregnant. Like, she had the baby within month two of the show, and then since then they've had another one. So he's kind of busy at home, and
I understand.
Yeah,
I've never had the pleasure
with two little ones at home. Yeah, you know,
I have a coworker.
He went out to Phil's benefit at Poor Brothers.
Oh, great.
Him and Ashley made it out for that. But aside from like a quick pop in at the Fox for some event, that's the only time I've seen him out in public. He's like Sasquatch.
I have a coworker, a cat who has 5 kids under the age of 7.
Wow!
And I'm texting him back and forth this last week about, oh, KBS is coming out this week. It's going to be at this place at this time, and
yeah.
So he knows that
did
you can
guys,
go get it.
Did you guys big KBS?
I fans. Like KBS. I'm not in love with it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's
I'm
great.
Not going to go
it's
out of my way to get it, but if I went to the store and I saw it, I'd pick up a couple, but I'm good till next year with that.
We did the tasting today at the Fox.
Yeah. How'd that go?
Good.
Very good. I like
good turnout?
Yeah.
Yeah, very. Yeah,
very
we,
good turnout.
We
missed most of the cool people.
Yeah. So Mr. Harrison was there.
Oh, he's one of the cool people.
And
that we speak of. Who are the other ones?
Well,
I want to see if I know who the cool people
we're
are.
Friends
if
with
they're
the...
cool, then that, and I know them, that means I'm cool by proxy.
No. We're friends with the founder rep.
Okay,
Jeremiah.
He's cool.
Very nice guy.
We hang.
There was a guy there who is he. I don't know what the. He's very. He looks eerily similar to you. Like
does he?
I
he
thought,
looks like Aaron Rodgers.
Do you get that a lot?
All the time. I saw you guys had a Packers license plate thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh geez, am I going to...
We don't have to go
they know what
topic.
I look like, so if no, they were going to say it, they probably
he was like,
already
would have. He was wearing a hat. It was blue. I don't think his shirt was yellow, but
you know, a lot
like
of people
you.
Have... You have a blue hat.
Oh, you mean
hat.
He yeah. looked like him
no, like
right
all
now?
Of it. Like all of it. Like
I can assure you, I was at work today, Dan, and I don't appreciate you trying to infer that I was not at work, as I
Are
told
you
Freckles,
sure?
and couldn't. That I was at my former place of employment drinking KBS.
I think
it was
CBS.
Not happen. And CBS. I drank a bottle of that here. Thanks, Britt. So
I think it was another beer nerd, but I don't know what his name is.
Oh, I have a beer nerd doppelganger.
No, it really was. I thought it was a doppelganger. He was sitting across from Jeremiah at the tall table.
We all have beards. Oh, that yeah. doesn't mean we're all the same. That's, no, I mean, that's
I'm so curious to know
beardist
now.
Of like, you to say.
No, I wonder.
His face was rounder.
I knew it was different, but
yeah.
I was like, I did do like a...
A double no, take?
I like a squint a little bit, make yeah. sure my eyes are working right.
She will tell you, as an eye care professional, that's not good. Do you need to go in for a checkup?
I do.
I know somebody.
I think I need to have some his steroid drops terrible. For one of my eyes. Get some. I had a little rash from my contacts. But that's, yeah. that's well, not.
Dan talking about
there.
His rash.
will taking steroid eye drops give you rage?
It might.
Prednisolone.
You know?
Something like one of those two. Like a little drop. Yeah. I had a problem with this when I was.
Yeah, he had a steroid problem. Is it?
Yeah, I had a rash problem with an eye.
Yeah,
I used to work in a warehouse. I used to work in a warehouse, and okay. the forklifts, the tires give off this like dust when they hit the concrete, and it gets okay. in your eyes. And
no, I think it's better that you say you have a steroid problem than a rash problem.
Why don't you wear like it? Got
safety
under the
goggles.
Safeties?
Isn't that what you're supposed to wear?
I didn't have to there. Oh. Is that like my full time job was not in the warehouse, but I spent enough time in there that. Even then, I think.
My stepdad got an infection in his eye, and he doesn't have his eye anymore.
Dun, dun, dun!
Wow, that got dark.
I'm sorry.
I've seen it.
But it's like, you're putting it on your eyeball.
Or not.
I switched out my contacts yesterday, and it feels a lot better. I think maybe I just had some old contacts.
Okay.
You don't trust me.
Nope.
She's very judging me. I can see you judging me.
It makes me.
Your nurse wife also doesn't trust you.
Yeah, you should nurse me more.
No, thank you. I'm off duty.
Oh.
This is getting weird.
I don't want to ever hear anyone say you should nurse me more if they're over the... If they can say you should nurse me more, then...
I don't think he was talking about breastfeeding.
Yeah, but it comes off that way.
You know, I never thought about that until you just...
We made it
really
weird.
Explained it.
Hey, man, people are into freaky shit, you
it's
know?
True.
Heck yes.
Whatever happens in the
life is
of
short.
Your own
you
bedroom.
Do you, do you, but, you know, whatever.
You say that all the time.
You do you, boo.
All right. Well, I'm going to do me and finish drinking this toasted pecan marzen, but I want to get a little more backstory with you guys. You obviously have to add the new distilled brewery to your list of places
yes.
to go. What are some of the favorite breweries that you have gone and checked out together on travels? I know Microphone might be on your list, but it doesn't sound like...
I like Microphone. We did go one time together.
Oh, okay. I thought he went specifically without you.
Oh, no, we had been there before. But then okay. the second time, especially when they had Smells Like Bean Spirit,
so I still,
went without
I
me.
Still feel bad for you, but not
Yeah, that changed my
bad.
Outlook a little bit.
No. And I brought bottles back.
That's true.
To
you
try.
Shared the wealth.
But not of Bean Spirit.
No, we got one called Hey Ya.
Not the same.
We're doing a series.
Oh,
we started a new series called Brew Tunes.
That's
where it's going to feature beers with lyrically,
musically themed beers.
Yeah,
so
isn't that every beer they make though?
Yeah. At Microphone, but
yeah, yeah. Microphone, but
we had we did Sex and Candy.
So
by
you could just
18th
do
Street.
You could just be strictly Microphone.
We
yeah.
could.
Yeah,
we try not to. I've already done two, I think.
Yeah, and
you don't want to show favoritism,
right? There's other places that do it. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did the,
what other beers? What other breweries do we like? What was the one in Denver we really liked? Was that Jagged Mountain?
Jagged Mountain or Jagged
yes,
Peak?
No, Jagged Mountain.
Jagged Mountain.
Have not been there.
They were
I've never
really
been to Colorado,
cool vibe.
So that'd be
they
weird
don't,
if I
they
had.
Don't distribute.
They no, do they don't distribute.
I was gonna say that I never.
They're
heard
very
of that
not
one.
Very far from Wynkoop. So if you were to go to Denver and you went to Wynkoop, which is a, kind of a staple of the town, Jagged Mountain. is probably three or four blocks away and yes. very good.
Just a little segue on the Denver thing, we went to 10 breweries in one day while we were in Denver. That's how many there are.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was one day.
That was just one day.
Now I'm assuming flights only.
Generally we try to get at least a full pour of something at each brewery.
Do you guys do as we do where you get a flight, she gets a flight, different beers, and then you go halvesies?
Yeah.
And you just slide across,
well,
you
sometimes
know,
I think so we just share one flight
okay.
between the two of
and
us.
And then we'll go to the next flight. So,
that's,
I mean, it's the same
why
idea. It's the same idea.
That's why we never go to 10 in one day.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
three or four
we started
is good.
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
As early as possible. So I'm trying to recall.
We got there as the breweries would open.
So yeah. That one day, what was that? Black Sky Brewing.
Oh, I can't. No, we're not going to go over which 10 we went to. I don't remember. That day's kind of blurry.
One through three, she's good on. 4 to 6, kind of. 7 to 10, no. No recollection.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
So I have a friend. I have a childhood friend that lives in Denver now. So he kind of showed us a couple of places. And I think the favorite one was the one one of the later ones in the day was called Prost.
Prost. It's very German themed. Makes sense. And
you can't go wrong with German themed beers. Like they're not anything wild, but they just, you know, if you can get the execution.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you guys, if you're into German style beers, have you been to Urban Chestnut in St.
Yes.
Louis?
Oh yeah.
That's probably one of our favorites. That's actually kind of the person that I get less into the person, but the brewery that has really kind of helped us the most as far as kind of telling
breaking
us who
into
we should,
the scene.
How okay. we should who we should talk to and how we should approach other people. So,
cool.
So we've been there. We hang out with them. They were kind enough to send us their winter warmer pack to
nice.
Review.
Very nice.
So Mika is the Illinois rep, sales rep, and
she's awesome.
And they're usually at Peoria Beer Fest.
Right.
Which,
oh, yeah.
And they were at Oktoberfest, which is where we
For those met them. Listeners right now who are unaware, it's coming up next weekend.
Do it.
Go to Peoria Expo Gardens. You'll see Freckles and I running around on Saturday. We won't be there Friday this year.
We will also be there on Saturday.
Friday is usually my favorite day to go because I can talk to all the industry people and I, you know.
You can't do that on Saturday.
And there's food. Good. Well, a lot of the industry people aren't there on Saturday.
Why?
It's volunteers.
It's usually a lot of volunteers pouring. So the industry people typically are there Friday night.
It's a shorter session.
Yeah. And then we all go out at the end of the night. Drink
get
into
wasted.
The early hours, and then
get
some of
that.
Them return Saturday, but a majority of them do not.
Because it's too wasted.
Yeah. So Friday night, I always prefer. We're going to be going up to Galesburg to see Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes do a live podcast recording of Jay and Silent Bob Get Old.
That sounds fun.
That should be fun at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. We'll probably pregame at Iron Spike because they're doing a two-show. We're going to the late one that starts at 10:30, so we'll probably go have dinner and a couple drinks or something beforehand and then go listen to that podcast and then hit Beer Fest on Saturday. So you will see us, I believe it is the 14th is the 13th
13th and 14th yep.
Yeah, so the 14th, look for us there. And you know, great news this year, all our friends usually from the area distill will be there, of course, and Iron Spike is usually there. White Oak will be there for the first time this year.
Yes,
they are a nice welcome addition to the lineup, and of course tons of other fantastic area breweries, industry should be there.
I think
Bearded Owl I believe as well.
Yep.
Triptych,
yeah, they were there last year, so it'd be weird if they're not.
Riggs.
Blind Pig. Riggs is the other German one I was going to ask if you've been to Riggs.
We have not been there, but we've had Riggs Lager is at Bearded Owl now, so we have sampled that.
I believe Matt Riggs should be on the show in a couple weeks, so stay tuned for that. It's, from what I believe, it's just going to be a one-on-one episode, and we're going to get way into his brewing process and how they do things over at Riggs. So there should be a lot of beer nerding out talk on that one. So stay tuned. All right. It's that time of the show. We have drank all the beers, which we are going to drink. It's time to pick the champion of the day. It is time for Picks of the Week. So what did we drink today? We had, thanks to you guys, Microphone Drunken Lullaby. We had the Triptych Meme Shake with peach. 1,000 pounds of peach.
1,000,000 pounds.
1,000,000.
1,000,000.
Two Brothers Pinball. We had the Dogfish Oak Aged Siracusa. And then finally the Distill Toasted Pecan Marzen. Brianna, I will start with you because you are out of beer.
Oh, no.
What was your favorite of the day?
I think it would have been probably the Drunken Lullaby or the Marzen that we just had.
You can only pick one. You know the rules.
The Marzen.
She's choosing your...
The Distill Marzen Sponsor Spotlight.
Yes.
Okay. How about you, sir?
I could get into a tangent about this. Are you sure you want me to go next? I usually just like ratings okay. or...
We'll come back to you.
No, just go. Just go.
No.
I don't know. No, you should go next. You should just go because I have to.
I'm going
to
go with the Marzen as well. I like that one.
It's nice. Now it's your turn.
I'm so quick.
I just have all these thoughts that I want to ramble on about.
Go for it. We got time.
Do we?
Nope. Dan just...
Yeah, we're good.
How much time?
Dan, just go.
Compared to last week, an hour. And I don't think it's going to take that long.
I'm kind of with Brian on this one. I'm kind of torn between this Distill Sponsored Pilot, the Toasted Pecan, and the Drunken Lullaby, but I guess I will give the Drunken Lullaby the nod just because I don't want it to be a sweep of the Distill stuff.
Okay.
Gotta be different.
And I will do the same. Not just because you picked it, but we're going 2-2. You know, like I said, the pinball, it's one of my go-tos. So, it's weird for me to pick that because I usually go with things I haven't had before.
Right.
The Dogfish Head, although I liked it
better than a
couple of you guys.
It was weird.
I didn't mind it, but it's not my pick of the week. The Triptych Meme Shake, as I stated, I did like the peach better than the vanilla. But the Drunken Lullaby was different. Like I said, it's one of those that you close your eyes and you take away one of your senses. It's one beer, but then like when you incorporate the others, it takes on totally different mind fuckery. And also the name. So I'd be remiss
my eye roll sound effect. Where is that?
Not to pick it.
What does that even sound like?
I don't know.
Ooh. So yeah,
because I'll do the same thing all at once.
Yes, you've never heard an audible eye roll?
I don't know. Like it's hard for me to say I liked it and it was good, but I feel like there's just been so much build up to it. You've talked about it,
yeah,
and it's like there was some.
Would I have liked it?
You on how good it was supposed to be?
Yeah, I think. That's
oh,
what
this
it was.
Is like, my fault?
Yes,
for sure.
Fuck me, right?
Definitely.
Like I said earlier, I'm not the best at being like picking out flavor profiles and all the mouthfeel stuff. I'm just more like, yeah, it's good.
You actually said mouthfeel there.
She did, and she didn't
vomited,
stutter.
Almost vomited. Yeah,
it tastes like vanilla and coffee, but I think that the Marzen had a whole lot more going on. I feel even though it was smooth, I feel like I got a lot more flavors. I don't know what the flavors were.
I'm
just a big Marzen fan. I gotta go with that.
It's not that type of the year typically. Yeah. Like that's more fall is when you drink the Marzen. So it's spring has sprung. It's kind of a nice treat. It's out of character for. Yep.
Like
for
a summer shandy in January.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-mm. You do you.
Boo.
Do your thing, baby Smurf.
Yeah, do your thing, baby Smurf.
I've always had a hard time with the pecan stuff because we've had so many that are like pecan brown ales of some kind or another, and they've always been like, oh, I wish this was just a little better. But doing a Marzen style, that's a good idea.
I can't remember what the story was behind this. Jeremy told me, I believe it was made for like a private event, and this was left over.
Nice.
So they're going to empty it out. They're going to put it on draft.
Full show.
But it was made exclusively for some sort of family get together for somebody. And I believe
for a wedding,
they were big fans of Marzen style or pecans or both. I'm not sure, but
all of the above.
Yeah. So I think we're getting a taste of a beer that typically we shouldn't. Because they invited the wrong guests, and they didn't empty the keg.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm hearing.
They're bad.
You know.
Not like our wedding.
Did you guys have craft beer at your wedding?
We had import.
We had imports. We had two German-style beers.
Exports.
Oh, yeah.
Vandalay Industries sponsored your wedding. That's a Seinfeld reference. That might be before.
That's my time.
That's a little before, yeah.
I'm not a huge Seinfeld.
No, I'm kidding. I'm also not, but.
I watch some of it, not all of it.
I like what I've seen, but I'm not a big
It's not as good as The Office.
Yeah. No, no, it's not.
No, do you just like the American or do you watch the British? Did you?
No. I watched the British like for two episodes and went, where is Michael Scott?
Yeah. Well, we recently watched the British because I saw the British before the American was even a thing. And then so when they said, oh, we're doing The Office in America, I was like, oh, cool. It'll be on longer than 12 episodes, ideally. Way longer.
Yeah.
And
too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
I agree with you there. They could have cut at least one, if not two seasons out of that. Jim turns into asshole.
He was an asshole the dark, whole show.
He kind of was. Was it Up Rocks?
I don't know, or Reddit or something?
I don't know. They broke down all these ways where Jim is a horrible person to Pam throughout the series.
I
know, but it will open your eyes to so much stuff that you didn't think about. And you're like,
I was on board with Jim and Pam.
No, okay. No.
Leslie and Ben for life.
Dan can tell you right now, Parks every time Rec. I watch the episode where Jim and Pam get married, tears.
Yeah.
Full-on tears and bawling and happiness.
I thought Dwight's wedding was a nice touching moment too when Michael
shows. Even
though
it wasn't supposed to happen.
Michael shows up at the end and does the that's what she said.
I can't believe you came.
Yeah.
The best line though is that it's like all my kids grew up and got married to each other. It's every parent's dream.
So yeah, you were saying you just keep binge watching The Office
over and over.
And that's the thing. Like, I love The Office, but once I started Parks and Rec, I think that took over as my favorite. I think comedically, it's a tighter show. Maybe it's just the people involved. I don't know, but I thought Parks and Rec was funnier than The Office was.
Yeah.
And also, it didn't have those questionable years where we were like, eh, they overstayed their welcome. How I Met Your Mother was the same way.
Yes.
I watched that out of loyalty for a couple years.
And then
years.
They screwed you over.
Yeah, we just binged marathoned that from beginning to end. But Parks and Rec, I feel it was around the right amount of time.
Yes.
There weren't any filler episodes. The ensemble cast was great.
Questionable.
Once they got rid of the one dude.
Yeah. Mark Randana quits.
Yeah. Once they cut that dead weight, the show was gold, and they brought Rob Lowe in and Perkins.
Yeah. I mean, I love that.
And Ben, because Dan, we call Dan a Bandy.
Okay.
He's a Ben and Andy.
Okay.
And I'm a, what did we decide? I'm an April Lisa.
April Lisa, yeah.
April and Mona Lisa.
I mean, all the good sitcoms, you try to refer yourself to what they
a
would
character.
Be. Right? It was Friends, right? I would be like a...
Give me you'd money. You'd be a Ross.
Money, please.
I'd be a little bit of Chandler, but mostly Ross.
I don't know. I'm Phoebe.
Now, Friends is a show I would have to revisit. I haven't watched that since it was on.
I don't know. I think I'd be a mix of Monica and...
You shouldn't talk with your hand over your mouth.
I have the hands problem, too.
That's what she said. High five.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
I don't know if I get that one.
You're too young.
What?
It's got a hands
You're
problem.
Younger than I am.
I know.
I don't know. There's so many things you can do with your hands and have a problem.
And that is also what she said.
Yeah. Anyway.
We didn't get enough that's what she said jokes in the very beginning of the episode.
Yeah, we didn't know that's what
we're
going for. It has to happen organically. So I'm just saying, I think Parks and Rec.
I do like Parks and Rec. Sometimes I'll take a break from The Office to watch Parks and Rec, but then I go right back to The Office.
Because Ron Swanson's the man.
Yes.
There's so many classic moments with them. And,
yes.
I mean, we have a couple signs in our... They're not really signs. It's more like wall decor, but it says, I like you and I love you.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that's a Parks and Rec little thing. And, of course... Your little Sebastian T-shirt that I bought you, that you saw him at the state, the Pawnee fair. Good stuff. Well, you guys, thank you for joining us here on Drunken Lullabies today. Where can people find you? I know we kind of like laid the breadcrumbs, and again, I'm going to make it really easy. If the listeners are lazy, I'm not saying you are, but I know if you're drinking along with the show. It may happen.
Might be wasted.
You just click on the picture and you're going to see Till Beer Do Us Part, and it's going to be highlighted. And what you do, if they hit that button, it'll take them to the page.
Whoa!
But what I
want to refer them
here's
to
the thing.
YouTube.
You teach a drunkomaniac to fish, he can feed himself, but if you feed him a fish, he's only fed for one day. I said that in the wrong order, but you get what I'm saying. I want you to do it yourself, guys. Where can they find you on social media?
We are, of course, on YouTube. We are also on Instagram, Twitter. The Tweeter.
Are you guys really active on Twitter? I struggle with that
one. He's the Tweeter.
I believe it's Twatter.
Oh, he's the Twatter.
Yeah.
He twat.
That's what she said. No, I did that wrong. Damn it.
Twitter's not as insignificant, I don't think, for...
Our Instagram is probably...
I pretty much only use it when a new episode comes out, and I tag all the breweries.
It's too much of an industry advertising platform now. It's not for, like, people. It's for companies and...
Yeah, stumpanies. Stupid company. That's also an office reference.
So YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we also recently started a blog that only has one post, but we're going to do more.
Hey, by the time this comes out, there might be two.
Oh, I better get on
that. And that's got to do that now.
Tillbeerdousapart.com.
They are all tillbeerdousapart.
Now, are the blogs just like the transcript of your videos?
No, it's going to be more like...
For people who don't like to watch things.
We've just started dabbling in the blog industry.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I had an accent for that, but it's going to be more like beer as far as like our travels and talking about, as far as like our relationship, being married.
Yeah.
And our relationship.
And how beer is the only thing that holds it together.
Pretty much. We're very much an opposites attract kind of people.
Then you should
watch. Which one's Paul Abdul? Are you Paul Abdul?
Then? I'm Paul Abdul.
You're Paul. So you're MC Scat Cat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Do you even get that reference?
Vaguely.
He was a cartoon cat that apparently Paul Abdul dated and fornicated with. And there's a whole lot of things that implies that are really weird.
Bestiality.
With a cartoon.
You can fornicate with me.
Yeah, legally, because we're married. This is the most...
so she can't.
It doesn't make... Oh. It doesn't make God sad.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's the most pure, going back to that accent. I don't know.
I hope my pastor doesn't listen to this.
Now we're going back
shout
to
out.
When he said you have to nurse me more. Like, I don't want to do this
Dan
anymore.
Likes to kill the moment.
Change the subject.
All right, so that's where people can find you guys. And again,
stalkers.
Cranking out the content.
Yep.
You know, you think I put out a lot of tent, hashtag lot of tent. You guys are putting out three a week.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah. So, and it's much shorter than these. So go over, hit like, subscribe, share, all that fun stuff. Get in on the ground floor so that when they do start that Patreon thing, maybe they'll have like a loyalty thing. And it's like, oh, if you're one of our first subscribers, you get a discount and you'll get
swag.
Yeah. Swag. And aside from that, go visit Bearded Owl.
Hell yeah.
Tip generously on trivia night.
Tip generously.
Tip your servers. And Brianna, anything you would like to plug and promote?
No.
No?
None of the things.
No?
No.
Man, I really thought for sure you were going to want to promote The Importance of Seeing Ernest, Episode 2. That's coming out a week from today on the 15th. You can hear the Bottle Cap Kid, myself, and Derek J. Hoover discuss, Hey Vern, It's My Family album. We have some new bits in store for month number 2. Buckle in, kids. It's going to be a fun ride down the Ernest...
Yeah, no, that's not
the,
at all
the Ernest Highway. Plug. No, okay.
Not well, even close.
We got that in a few days. You know the drill. It's Wednesday. It's Drunk at the Movies. As of this moment, I have no idea what episode is coming out on Wednesday, but you can bet it's brought to you by Bearded Owl, and we'll be drinking some good Bearded Owl beer.
Hell so, yeah.
Until then, this is The Voice saying, May your music be loud. And your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Pacific Beer Chat brings together a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We hope you will check out the podcast at pacificbeerchat.com and the Pacific Beer Chat on social media and podcast apps, including Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. The music is by Conundrum. Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat.